I do not want to risk hindering my grass court campaign. And then the Olympic challenge, which is almost immediately after Wimbledon. Casper Ruud has broken early against Taylor Fritz. Fritz has an immediate chance to break back. Ruud serving at 2-love, 30-40. Start of set number four. How the situation has changed since Simon Cambers was last up here. When he left, Novak had just won the first set, looked to be totally comfortable. But it's all gone wrong for him since then. Simon will be taking over from us shortly. And I'm assuming that because the other person hasn't arrived yet, it'll be Sophie Amiak. Sophie's delivering ice creams, is she? Now that wins the first point of the fourth game, which prompts a little conversation between Surinderlo and his box again. That's been an ongoing chat. We've got this sort of almost stunned silence around Chatrier. Just about everybody thought Novak was going to pick up his 370th Grand Slam win today. That's a really deep return from Surinderlo. Djokovic onto his forehand, down the line, shortish balls. Now he plays a double hander. The drop shot from Surinderlo doesn't make it to the net. It's his 20th straight appearance at Roland Garros. He's won 94 times here, Novak. Only one man, you know who, has managed more. Rafa with 112. Maybe that's going to be his final tally. Maybe not. Need to go down the middle. So where's Sophie gone delivering these ice creams to, and why hasn't she brought one here? Typical.
Leon.
30 love. Backhand return from Surinderlo. Now he's onto his forehand. Off forehand, just wide.
Still moving quite gingerly is Djokovic. Slowly, somewhat cautiously. As we've said, there have been moments where his movement, particularly lateral movement, side to side, has looked okay, but other moments where he does appear crocked.
Ace Djokovic.
Certainly served well.
194 kilometres an hour. It's ace number five. Jody's got back in touch and says, if Novak really is injured, why doesn't he just retire?
Because I suppose at the moment he doesn't know the extent of the injury. He knows how he's feeling. He knows how uncomfortable it is. One of the questions that players will normally ask the physio teams when they come on is it going to get worse if I keep playing on it? And that really is the most important question. Could he do himself more damage? You know, injuries, if he can get some treatment on it, if he gets a court, if it's not as serious as he fears and we fear, and he has a day off tomorrow, who knows? You know, we're talking about an opportunity to win a Grand Slam title here. We're talking about, you know, a man who is, at the age of 37, how many more Grand Slam titles will he win? So it's easy for us when we're watching to say, why doesn't he just retire? But actually, it's not that simple a decision. You're asking him to give up an enormous amount in doing that.
I've just been physically assaulted by Sophie Amiak while you were chatting there.
I know. Is Sophie okay?
Yeah, well, so, yeah, thanks, Eleanor. Surinderlo, love on 15, love. Jan's been in touch, says, I've got the TV on. Djokovic was given some medication at the end of that set. Deep ball from Djokovic, forehand now, the off forehand, that's more like it. Hang on, there is a bit of life in the old dog yet.
I think it's very soon to write Djokovic off. It's always too soon to write Djokovic off, whatever the situation, however he's looking, whatever gesticulations he makes to his team or however much treatment he gets. You could still see Djokovic coming through this match. I could still see Djokovic winning this in five sets.
Well, now that Sophie's finished giving ice creams to everybody else, and Surinderlo comes in with a mid-court ball that he puts away to go to 30-15 in his first service game of this fourth set, it's probably an opportune moment to bid adieu for now to Lady Eleanor, who'll be back for the night session. And, of course, at the end of that, the eagerly anticipated result of your favourite fruit will be confirmed.
There needs to be a jingle for that.
There does. And also, during the evening session, we're hoping that the Empress is going to demonstrate how you can open a pineapple without a knife. Drop shot from Djokovic. Cirundolo gets there, drop shots him back, and Djokovic doesn't get there.
Sophie's demonstrating it right now.
So all you need to
One
do
of the
is
most
just
frightening
throw
sights
the,
in the world, just, Sophie holding up.
Just throw pineapple. The pineapple on the ground, and it'll open up.
That will make a mess.
As opposed to a coconut, because it's a softer skin.
Sophie's now professing great knowledge of the ananas. She's swiveling from side.
You know what?
Sophie,
I'm
gone.
So tired of you and your fruit thing.
Yeah?
Because I have people texting
I've
me.
I've got people. She
I've got
people.
People texting me from their, from my country, my other country in America, saying, I love this fruit. I love that fruit. I love this fruit. And I'm like, really? Do we have to talk more about fruit? So here's what my friend Misty. Misty, I'm going to give her a shout here. My favorite fruit, grapefruit.
Yeah.
Add it to the list. You're responsible for adding to that list for the next hour and a half.
Already.
Oh, is there a winner? Is there something again? A prize?
Yes.
Every time that somebody wins, like there's never a prize or
that
anything.
Bread is still around.
They get an evening out with you, Sophie.
I
and the runner up gets
watermelon.
Two evenings out with you.
Nobody put watermelon yet? No.
Yes, watermelon's on there somewhere.
In the summer.
It's 40-30 Cirundolo, forehand cross court from Djokovic. I'll say goodbye after this point. High ball. It's long from Djokovic. So, I'm heading off. The fascinating situation here. Cirundolo's levelled at 1-1. He's leading by 2-1. What's coming next? We'll find out with Sophie Amiak and Simon Cambers.
Au revoir. Au revoir, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus. Well, it is interesting. We're talking about retirements. Why isn't Djokovic retiring? Well, because probably he thinks he can still win. But I would say he's retired, I was looking this up earlier, 14 times in his career.
Yeah, which is
a lot of them when he was young. Hasn't retired since the US Open 2019 when he had a shoulder injury against Wawrinka.
You know who's never retired yet on the women's side? She's young, though, but still.
Who, Mira Andreeva?
No, Sabalenka. Never retired in any matches in her career so far.
Good stat.
Mm-hmm.
Djokovic serves at 1-1, backhand into the corner of the backhand side of Cirundolo. Djokovic suddenly moving pretty well. Certainly moving fine to his backhand side. And with Djokovic, you just never know.
Well, you know what's tough is when you play against somebody who's injured.
Yeah.
Or somewhat injured. Because you're on the other side going, aha, do I have to change something? Should I keep playing the same way? And then especially when somebody who's injured all of a sudden comes back and he's able to maybe beat you. It's tough. So you have to really stay with it. Play your game. Try to really forego and forget what's across the net.
Yeah, but Cirundolo knows that this is a massive opportunity for him. As he returns the Djokovic serve, plays the backhand straight down the middle, gets a little help off the tape and then misses a backhand. Djokovic sort of stumbles to his left. Again, looking back at the clay. I mean, he blamed the clay for the injury. He was telling the umpire, the supervisor, you screwed my knee. They said, because he wanted the court swept more than it was being swept. Usually they only sweep the court after the sets.
He's lucky he's not playing in the 90s, I tell you. Nobody swept the court for 5 setters.
I think it was swept up to the third set.
No, it was not swept at all.
Really?
They never swept the court. I think they swept the court maybe after the third set, maybe. And if then, I'm not even sure. So, yeah, totally different situation. I mean, you think about it. And on top of that, sometimes they water the court, so it makes it even slower.
Well, yeah, that's what they've been doing. And it's been very slow all week. Today's the first day that it's been sort of warmish and nice sunshine and maybe the court a little bit more slippery. But Djokovic's not happy with that earlier in the match. He somehow sort of tweaked his knee. He had some treatment. To be honest, the treatment he had on the knee is he serves at 40 love, plays the forehand down the middle to Cirundolo, who swats it away into the open court. The treatment he had on his knee, that would have given me a knee injury.
Oh, really? Was it rough?
Yeah, it was quite rough. It was moving it around a lot. So, you wonder whether it's anything serious. He's obviously feeling something.
Oh, he's definitely feeling something. But, you know, to his defense, I have to say that a lot of the players who played on the Chatrier said that around the area of the service line and ahead towards the net, it's quite slippery.
Yeah.
Where was the injury? When did it happen? Because I didn't see it. I was commentating the match.
Early in the second set.
But where? What area of the court do you know?
I didn't see the actual incident. It wasn't like an incident where he stumbled.
Oh,
it was
really?
Just he told the umpire this is when it happened.
Oh, got it.
So it was something. It was something sudden, and it wasn't something that he's had before. So he misses a backhand, and it's back to 40-30. Getting a bit tighter in this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to even, you know, kind of look at statistics and everything else when you have a Djokovic that is playing with somewhat of an injury. It's like everything is pretty much thrown up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, Djokovic matches are always full of drama. We've seen so many incidents in his matches, and suddenly he comes out and plays great as he serves, drives, volleys the ball away. Does hold serve, and he's ahead in this set 2-1. Remember, he's 2 sets to 1 down. So Rondolo doing a pretty good job so far in controlling what he can control his side.
I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, he served in volley, hit that volley perfectly well, going around the back end, which is not easy with the footwork. And then at the end of it, when he wins the point, he kind of like, oh, I'm limping. So,
yeah.
I mean, no offense, I know, and I'm sure that he's feeling something. But, you know, you either stay on the court, you play, take it upon yourself, or, you know, because it's almost, you know, not really respectful for your opponent.
Well, like, I mean, also, if it's really serious,
you stop.
He would stop.
Right, so that's what I'm
Wimbledon
thinking.
Is coming up yeah. as well.
And, you know, not only that, you know, he wants to be ready for the Olympics.
Exactly, so he can't be risking anything. So that tells me that it's not that bad. But it might just be something that he feels more when he stops playing. You know, like sometimes when you're running, it's okay, the adrenaline kicks
in. Not only
in.
That, when it gets colder and, the, you know, when the blood is not affluent in the area and starts cooling off, that's when, you know, everything starts ballooning.
He's obviously taken some medication.
Probably some mental memories or something like this.
So probably they will start to work and he starts to feel a bit better. But it'll be afterwards, even if he gets through this match, what next? You know, he's got to play, he'd have to play a quarterfinal against, he'd have to play Taylor Fritz or Casper Ruud.
They're playing right now.
Playing right now.
Susan
Langlois. Two games all. Ruud had an early break, but Fritz has got it back.
Yeah, I would think Ruud is going to win this one. But that's what everybody thinks.
Might go a while.
I mean, courts are faster, so it probably is helpful for Fritz today.
Yep.
Ball's traveling a little bit quicker through the air.
Those two are going to play some long rallies. Cirindolo starts his service game with a good serve that Djokovic can't get back. And as you said, Djokovic moves well in points, and then between points is hobbling around. I mean, knee injuries are horrible. All injuries are horrible when you're trying to play tennis. It's miserable playing tennis in pain. That's for sure. But we can't. It's so difficult to know exactly how he's feeling. So Rundelo's job is to focus on himself. Play the tennis that's got him to this point and not worry about what Djokovic might or might not be feeling. Plays the backhand. Just onto the baseline. Djokovic just about gets it back. The drop shot is good and Djokovic gets there. Well, but the backhand volley is clever from Cirindolo across the net, and Djokovic can't get there. Well, that's the best Djokovic has moved forward in a while.
But then he's limping coming out of the point again.
And he's grimacing. And he looks visibly like he's in pain. But he moved really well in that point. And even after he's just waving his hand towards his team, like as if to say that's it. But he may be saying something else with no idea. Impossible to pick up the chats between Djokovic and his team, not because of the language, just because it all seems like craziness sometimes. Serve to the forehand of Djokovic, and the forehand back behind Djokovic goes long, 30-15. Yeah, Jody says it's also about the next match. Even if he gets through this one, does he really have a chance against Alcaraz, Sinner, Zverev if he can't move well?
Well, I mean, there's 2 days, day and a half, whatever. And, you know, I think that maybe, you know, we all not really remembering, but this five-setter that he had, I mean, through the night until 3:30 in the morning, and it doesn't help the body recovering.
Definitely.
And you wonder if maybe the injury has got any kind of reason behind it as well, because the body is fatigued and you're asking the body to really try to perform to the nth degree.
And also Djokovic hasn't played that much, so he's not got the sort of battle-hardened feeling that he normally would coming into a Grand Slam, so that could be a contributing factor as well. You often get injuries when you haven't played that much and try and push it hard in a Grand Slam. Serve out wide to Djokovic, who just puts his racket out, nowhere near it. It's 2 games all. Djokovic just wandering around at the back of the baseline. I mean, he won't want to retire.
I'm going to ask him, but when did he get hurt? At what stage of the match? Do you remember?
At the very beginning of the second set, but I'm not sure whether it was like 1-1 or 2-1. Round about then.
Got it.
You could probably find it on social media if you have a look.
Right.
Or on the analysis on the website. Right. Djokovic serving at 2-2. No quitting yet. He serves to the forehand of Cerúndolo. Backhand back behind the Argentinian. Then the forehand to the forehand corner is good from Djokovic. And the forehand goes long from Cerúndolo. Cerúndolo's never been to a quarterfinal of a slam. Got to the fourth round here last year. And this would be his first ever win over a world number one, should he manage to complete it. Serve is good enough to draw the error from Cerúndolo, and it's 30-love Djokovic. Message from Wes in New York. Thank you. I greatly appreciate your clever commentary and that it's ad-free. I wish the other slams would follow suit. Not to mention Indian Wells, Miami, etc. Yeah, it'd be nice if all the tournaments had radio, of course. But all the slams do. They all have their own unique characteristics, their idiosyncrasies. They're all fun. But not as fun as this one. Djokovic, good serve out wide to the forehand of Cerúndolo, has to run back across quickly to make up the ground. Drop shot from Djokovic is into the net. Richard says, come on, Cerúndolo. Can't stand moaning by players. Goat or no goat. Nothing to do with the fact I've got a bet on Cerúndolo, of course.
Of course not. Ah.
But Christy says, Djokovic isn't retiring because he's a pro athlete. The belly fire is there. And then asks, does a current photo exist somewhere of our wonderful Radio Roland Garros crew? Well, this year, but we'll try and take one on Thursday at
our
dinner.
Nice get-together dinner.
Yeah, and we'll see if we can put that out there for you. Djokovic serving at 30-15, goes back behind Cerúndolo on the backhand side. Cerúndolo straight down the middle with a good depth. Now he can run around the backhand. Inside out forehand from Cerúndolo. Now he goes inside in, and Djokovic doesn't move, and definitely doesn't move as well to the right as he does to his left.
Which is kind of strange, because if it's the right knee, you would think that pushing off the left leg to go to his right is not as much of a problem than pushing on the right leg going to his left.
You would.
So it's very weird, but it's very difficult to tell, obviously, not being really the body of the athlete.
Exactly. Yeah, you would, though. That's very true. From 30 love back to 30 all. It's first serve is just long. Interesting. Somebody said that he arrived on site today with tape around his right knee. But we don't know that for sure. We'll find out later. Djokovic, backhand up the line is good. Cerúndolo slides into the forehand, pulls it wide. And Djokovic was heading that way, not particularly quickly, but he didn't need to play it. So, game point to take a 3-2 lead. Still packed crowd, pretty much, on Court Philippe Chatrier. Many of them wondering, like we are, what is going to happen here? Good serve from Djokovic, but a decent return from Cerúndolo. Pushes Djokovic wider on his backhand side. He nets. Back to deuce. One thing that hasn't happened, sorry, Sophie, is Cerúndolo taking enough break points. He's had an awful lot of them in this match. He is ahead by 2-1, of course, but in terms of taking his chances, he could have taken a lot more. His stands at, let's see, 2 of 7. Oh, wait a minute. 2 of 15. So Djokovic has dug in, as he always does. He's to take one more of them. That could be enough. Deuce, second serve. Djokovic just waits. Cameras, photographers trained their lenses on him. forehand from Djokovic up the line. Cirundolo gets there. Backhand is deep. Djokovic plays the backhand back to the backhand side. Then he goes a little bit deeper on the two-hander. This one goes shorter on the angle. Slice back from Cirundolo. In comes Djokovic. He's going to play a drop shot. Cirundolo gets there, flicks the ball across Djokovic at the net. Djokovic standing, sort of bending, leaning. He didn't move much for that flick from Cirundolo.
Oh, that was such a great play, though, from Cirundolo. Finding the cross court. I think maybe Djokovic thought that that ball was going to be redirected down the line because it was so low, and he was able really to flick it, like you meant, you said, with the wrist cross court.
Break point. Remember, Cirundolo, 2 of 15 on break points. This one could be crucial. Serve to the backhand. Backhand from Djokovic is long, about a foot long, 2 feet long maybe. And there is what could be the crucial break in this fourth set. Cirundolo leads 3-2. Djokovic trudges back to his bench. Players cross at the net. There's no sign of stopping. It's going to keep going.
Well, the thing is really to think about his chances if he's that injured. But
yeah,
to go all the way, even to play against somebody like Ruud or Fritz, which I really do believe that Ruud's going to come through this one, which probably is the best, one of the best, but probably the best clay court player right now.
Yeah.
It's just hypothetical stuff going on here.
Yeah, we can speculate all we like. We'll tell you what we're seeing.
But you're right. You know, if he was really injured, he would stop.
Yeah, if if it was serious pain, he would stop.
Well, his head is in the towel.
He's obviously doing everything he can to finish the match, and he knows that Cirundolo could blink, could get really tight and just start missing. But the thing is, Cirundolo is quite a sort of consistent player anyway. So it's not like he's a streaky player who could suddenly double fault three times. He's probably consistent enough to get the job done.
I don't see watermelon on this.
No, write it on. Write it in there. That's your pick. Someone's gone for custard apple.
That is not a fruit.
Don't even know what it is.
Whatever you say. There's melon. No watermelon.
Oh, same thing.
I know.
Sort of the same thing.
That is not the same
family.
Thing.
Same family.
Okay, same family. Peach and nectarine. Okay.
All right.
It's not the same taste at all.
John in Sweden says, where do you draw the line between tactics/game strategy and gamesmanship when the stakes are so high in winning a match like this? Well, it depends. I don't think, you know, players are often sometimes accused of gamesmanship when they look injured and then suddenly sprint around at 100 miles an hour. But there's no question that Djokovic is not moving the way he normally does. Movement is such a key part of his game. As Cirundolo serves at 15 love, make that 15 all as he nets a forehand. Ali says, listening from my desk and thoroughly enjoying your commentary as always. Maybe I missed this, but has Novak had one or two medical timeouts now? Since Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I think
he had two.
He had one medical timeout. So that's all he can get. And then he got some treatments.
He had, and then they came back out. There were, I think it was at least two visits by the
You can only get
trainer.
Three, right?
Yeah.
For the same injury,
I think
least.
He had three in the end, but it wasn't all timeouts. First one was. Serve from Cirundolo. Djokovic onto the return quickly. Now he moves across to the right, but he doesn't get there very well. So he has to just hoist a high lob, which Cirundolo waits for. Comes in off a forehand. Another high lob from Djokovic.
That's out.
Goes long. Yeah, Djokovic obviously didn't feel able to on the... Maybe it's the sliding that he can't do on the right-hand side, or he doesn't want to do. 30-15. Daniel in Sacramento, California, would quite like Djokovic to lose, even though he likes Djokovic. But he also told his wife he thinks he wouldn't beat Ruud at the French this year. Tension resulted, since my wife's being fused with Novak for some 10 years. So a Novak defeat today would get me off the hook. But I don't want it to happen, he said, as Novak attacks a forehand return and then slaps one down the line. Cirundolo stands his ground, plays the backhand into the court. Novak is off the court on the forehand side, and it's 40-15. But he says, a Novak defeat would get me off the hook, but I don't want it to happen. Help from someone on your team I trust would be appreciated, like someone who likes berries and Granny Smith apples. I love pineapple and watermelon, especially when my wife cuts them.
So it's a fourth break point saved on the Susan Langland for Fritz. 3-2 Casper Ruud. Fritz serving at deuce now.
40-15 Cerundolo on, here on court. Philippe Chatrier, 3-2, getting closer to the line. Oh, second serve ace onto the sideline. Djokovic stares at it, shakes his head, and starts wandering towards his chair again. I think both players are changing their rackets.
Yeah, exactly. It's ball change, so change of racket as well. Getting a little bit of tighter strings to play against the new flying balls.
What tension did you use, Sophie?
Well, we used, you know, I used guts, so yeah. It's very different. I was at 21, 22 kilos with guts. Yeah, it's very different. Yeah. I mean, I heard that Sinner was at 28 kilos.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Stefan said, yeah.
High.
Very.
Medvedev, 21, 22.
Yeah, and Manarino, 23 pounds.
Yeah, Manarino is like...
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like playing with a spaghetti racket.
That's called having control.
Yeah, except on clay. Forehand return from Cerundolo. Backhand pass from the Argentinian. Nice volley from Djokovic. He's at the net. He's going to have to play another one. But he makes it. Mary in Swansea says, a shout-out, please, for Mimi Zhu from Swansea, who won her first round girls singles earlier today and will shortly be playing doubles with Hannah Klugman. Well done. Well done, Mimi. Hope you go well in your doubles.
Did the junior girl win the British player yesterday?
Klugman. She won.
That's her?
Hannah Klugman.
She's pretty good. Phenomenal.
Yeah, she's
I watched a few points, but a few games, I should say, yesterday.
Half of the court, Philippe Chatrier Stadium, bathed in late afternoon sunshine, early evening. Djokovic plays a good forehand into the corner. 30 love, the other half in shade. Maybe actually one quarter of the stadium in sun. Surprised they don't all move round there to sit in it. They haven't seen it for a week. At least a week.
Yeah, best day weather-wise for sure today.
Yeah, forecast looks good for tomorrow as well.
Yay.
Two women's quarterfinals, two men's quarterfinals tomorrow, all on court Philippe Chatrier. Djokovic serves just long. Forehand from Cerundolo. Back to the backhand of Djokovic. Much better ground stroke from the Serb. So what I want to know is, who deleted Twitter on this computer that I'm sat at? That's what I want to know. Stefan comes over to help. Three game points, Djokovic. Not giving up yet. Might be trailing by 2-1 and 4-2, but this is the world number one we're talking about. Man who's won 24 Grand Slams. Second serve, serve and volley from Djokovic, but that's a good return from Cerundolo. Backhand down the line, clean winner.
Yeah, that was the beauty of the return. Way behind the baseline, able to find it down the line.
Some mastery from Stefan with a bit of tech wizardry. Yeah, someone said Eurosport showed a video at the end of the first set with Djokovic at the bag check with tapes on the inner side of his knee.
Interesting.
So
this is not really a new thing.
Not totally new. That's what he did say, it was new to the supervisor. It's held serve, and it's 4-3. Cerundolo with the break. It's still on serve on Suzanne Longlet, effectively. 4-3 Casper Ruud. Said chances to move ahead again. He's quite good being Casper Ruud, isn't he? He's been in two finals in a row, Roland Garros, and still, even though a few of us expect him to do well here, he's not in the limelight. He's not.
No.
Nadal had everything for the first few days. Now it's Djokovic, Sinner, Alcaraz. He can just go about his business the way he wants to. nice and without worrying about being accosted in the street. Too many demands on his time. Change of ends. Doesn't last very long, the change of ends. Did you when you play? Well, hang on, no, it's not that long ago. I was going to say, did you have sit downs?
But you, really? I mean, do I look that old?
No,
Simon,
I was just.
What an insult!
I was mistaking when they stopped doing that. But I remember some. When you look back at records of fastest matches, you have to take into account.
They did have sit down after the first game of the second, but not after the set.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, I don't really think that makes any difference, actually. Because, you know, it's 5-4, you just sat down, and then 6-4, and you come back and sitting down.
I still find that really odd to do.
I don't think it made any difference. Yeah. I mean, they're trying to speed up the game, but, wow, I think they're really trying to help Nolan here.
I think you're right. Surrenderlo would probably just like them to be quiet so he can get on with it. It's 4-3. The Argentinian starts his service game, serves the backhand return of Djokovic. Drop shot from Serenilo. He's thinking smartly still. Djokovic did not even move for that ball.
I mean, I would drop shot constantly. Wait,
every
no.
point.
Apparently, it's she's not even going to make an attempt to it.
Exactly. Well, that was a good choice of shot from Serenilo. 15 love. Serves into the net. Second serve to come. Backhand return from Djokovic pushes Serenilo a little bit behind the baseline, but he still rips a forehand, but it's wide. And it's 15-all. He's only dropped one set here before this match, so only dropped two sets, Serenilo. Looking to join Diego Schwartzman and Thomas Martín Echeverri as the only active Argentinian men to make quarterfinals at a Grand Slam. To serve onto the sideline, but it did clip the tape, so they'll go again. Served exactly the same place, not quite on the line, but almost exactly as the volley from Serenilo as Djokovic attempts the backhand pass and then just keeps on running slowly the same way. So he's completely out of position, 30-15.
Yeah, completely in position, and you know, just even not even trying to come back and push back on his legs.
Misses with the first serve into the net as a pigeon makes a dive across part of the court. Back up into the stands. Double fault from Serenilo.
Seriously. And you're right, you know, that's all he's hoping. It's just by luck, Serenilo could be definitely feeling the pressure of closing out a match against a player of this greatness across the court.
Especially as the crowd get behind Djokovic to serve out wide again. Djokovic gets there this time. Now he's on the backhand side, slices it to the backhand corner of Serenilo, who goes down the middle. Backhand up the line from Djokovic is a winner onto the sideline. And he's now getting the crowd going, waving his arms around. They're responding. Test for Serenilo here. 4-3, 30-40. Break back point chance. Djokovic returns the serve straight down the middle and the backhand. A bit tame in the net from Serenilo, and we are back on level terms in this fourth set.
Would you believe it?
Wow.
Two things in tennis, you know, I keep repeating them, is one, to consolidate a break, especially on the mains tour, and two, to closing out matches and not able to hold here. He knows that he was getting closer and closer to a victory, but it's almost like you have to start over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Serenilo.
30-15 up in that game, then double faulted. Gave Djokovic the chance. Doesn't need much of a chance to get back into this match. been pretty solid on serve with the exception of that one game that he got broken. Misses the first serve on the first point. Second serve. Flicks it into the backhand of Sarundalo and stands in the middle of the court trying to dictate the play. Carries on the ball. He thought the ball was long. He did half carry on. But now he's circled the mark. I think he was right.
Yeah, Aurélie Torte down and checking the mark. It is deep. Listen to that crowd. They just want more tennis.
Yeah.
They don't want to get off the court. They don't want to have to change over with the night match, which will push the night match if that was to be pushed in five sets.
If it goes five, the night session will not start at 8:30.
No way.
Djokovic serving at 4-all. 15-love. Good serve out to the back end. He's got a drive volley, which he nails. Crowd for loving this. Maybe the anti-inflammatories are kicking in a bit.
Oh, my goodness. They're still in the same game on court, Susan Langland, with Fritz and serving at 3-4. Deuce, how long is this game?
Pretty long. It's been going on for a long time.
It had at least... what, four? He must have at least six or seven break points.
Ace from Novak Djokovic, his sixth ace of the match. Gives him three game points to move ahead in this set.
Oh no, that was at 3-2 that he had so many break points.
It
feels like it's the same game. Break point for Ruud, 3-4 Fritz serving on Susan Langland.
Meanwhile, Djokovic, three game points. Quick turnaround on this court. Momentum is changing. Djokovic serves to the backhand serve and volley, but that's a good return. Djokovic can't deviate from the straight line that he was running in. And it's 40-15. He knew that Sarundalo might be feeling a few nerves just when he's getting closer. It's 40-15. Djokovic serves. Misses. It's going down the tee. Just missed wide. Takes his time between first and second serve, as he always does. Then kicks it to the back end again of Sarundalo, who plays it straight down the middle of the court, looking to get onto his forehand, which he does now as he goes inside out with the forehand. Up the line goes Djokovic. Has to move to his forehand. Looks to be moving pretty well all of a sudden. There's the backhand deep from Djokovic, sliced back from Sarundalo. Djokovic on the two-hander, pulls it into the corner for a winner, and there's the Djokovic roar. He's ahead, 5-4 in this fourth set.
It's going to be interesting to find out how Sarundalo is going to react to this. Absolutely ridiculous what Djokovic is able to do on the being maybe, what, at the most... 70%, 60% of what he can do. And he's still in, he's still well in this match.
And there have been moments in this set where it looks like Djokovic can't even walk. Suddenly comes out and starts hitting winners.
Well, tell him, Fritz, I'm telling you, he's having a hard time holding on Susan Langland. Once again, now it is his chance for him to go to 4-all, but still in the same game, 3-4, trailing. A chance for a 4-all point here.
Oh, they're trading blows, these two. He finally does.
He did it.
Finally holds, and it's 4-all over there.
Forehand inside out. Winner.
Well, Sarundalo, he's got to gather himself here. Find some first serves for a start. Can't afford to do any double faults like he did last time. Crowd sensing an opportunity for Djokovic here. 2-1, Sarundalo leads. Now he's serving to stay in this fourth set. Turns out wide, returning the net. Still got plenty of support, the Argentinian. He's keeping his emotions in check, that's for sure. you're under pressure like this, first serve's crucial. There's another one. Big kick serve. Got a huge leap off the court to the back end of Djokovic, who couldn't control it. Dirty love. Serves to the backhand of Djokovic. This time the return is in play as he stretches across to his backhand side for a good forehand from Cirundolo. The ball just lands long. And it's forcing off. Much better service game so far from Francisco Cirundolo. Looking to close up to make it 5-5. Barbara said, what's happening in Paris? Medvedev out. Congrats to Dominor. Is Djokovic really injured?
Well, Dominor played just perfect tennis out there, except for the first set where Medvedev was just a better player, serving better.
Kicker from Cirundolo. Djokovic attacks the return, but then he just slices the forehands. He slides across, doesn't run for the backhand. And that is a love hold for Francisco Cirundolo. We're level again at 5-5.
Is he going to change racket again? Because he's coming towards his chair.
Looks like it.
Now, just getting...
Putting something in
his eyes. His eyes are dry now. What else could happen to him tonight?
It's an issue, isn't it? On clay courts for Djokovic, had a lot of issues with his contact lenses on clay in the past. But he's got to focus here, because it's 5-5. Five games all in the fourth set. Djokovic serves into the net. Bill in Chicago says, between this one and Musetti, Novak's matches are giving listeners some good cardio. That's for sure.
Yeah, imagine his box.
Yeah.
What the cardio is doing there. Losing his wife.
Return on the forehand side from Cirundolo as he runs around his backhand to play the inside-out forehand. Backhand up the line from Djokovic. Flick of the wrist from Cirundolo. Cross-court drop shot from Djokovic in the net. And even if it had gone over, Cirundolo was already there.
Yeah, he was there.
Well, 15. Over 3.5 hours played in this match, almost 7:45 local time. Djokovic serving, just misses the centre service line. Second serve to the backhand of Cirundolo. Plays straight down the middle. Backhand lifted by Djokovic and a forehand overhit by Cirundolo. The fewer mistakes Cirundolo can make, the better. Goes without saying, but you can't give Djokovic gifts. Five games all. Djokovic serving. Misses the first serve again. Second serve to come. Here it is. Backhand return from Cirundolo. Straight down the middle of the court. Djokovic on top of a forehand, moving Cirundolo around the baseline, suddenly moving with a bit more dynamism himself. Backhand from Cirundolo is good. Forces Djokovic back, and he misses the backhand. Well there, because Djokovic started to throw the kitchen sink at him. It's 15-30, Cirundolo. 2 points away from a break. Umpire just quieting the crowd in touch. Trying to. Just 1 point between them overall. Djokovic serving wide. 15:30. First serve goes amiss. Takes his time again between first and second serve. Second serve kicks it to the backhand of Surinder, who waits on the backhand side. Backhand cross court from Djokovic. Cross court goes Surinder up the line. Djokovic, as he changes it up. Forehand flick from Surinder, who thought it was going wide. It isn't. Djokovic is on top of a forehand, should put it away, and does. A little hesitation there from Surinder. He thought his forehand cross court was going to land wide, but it hit the sideline. Djokovic kept his concentration well. 30 all. Still work to be done in this 11th game, deep in the fourth set. 2-1, Surinder leads. Again, misses the first serve. Serving at about 67% in this match. It's when the second serve comes in, he's winning fewer than half. Here is the second serve. Kicks it again to the backhand of Surinder. Forehand of Djokovic, cross court, not that much depth on it, so Surinder could start attacking and winding up the forehand. He goes inside in, Djokovic gets there, puts up a really high lob, it's going to go long.
Oh.
And it's break point.
Well, yeah, break point, virtually match point maybe, but yeah, we can't tell.
Other service game.
Just knowing of what Djokovic been able to do in the past, and even with this injury, and whatever it is.
It's set point Casper Ruud on court Suzanne Lolland. Break point.
Everything counts, let's put it this way, for Surinder right now.
This point in particular, break point, 30-40. Djokovic finds the sideline with the serve, comes in, drive volley, puts it straight down the middle. Surinder can pass, but he plays it at Djokovic. Djokovic backhand volley into the corner, backhand in the net from Surinder.
Wow. What a great fight right now. He's smiling towards his box. Not even sure he's finding really any kind of movement right here. Surinder really couldn't really pass him, didn't really do anything to hurt him. It was all in the racket of Djokovic.
The first forehand he played straight to Djokovic, had a better chance of passing on that. It's 5-5 deuce. Djokovic serves. First serve looked long, but they're carrying on. Must have hit the service line. Backhand into the forehand corner from Djokovic. Forehand cross court from Surinder. Stands his ground, misses the forehand. Game point, Djokovic. He's getting tense. Surinder is getting tense. And Djokovic has been here so many times before. I mean, maybe not feeling like this with his knee, but he is moving pretty well now. Not perfectly, not for every shot, but enough to stand at 5-5 game point. Misses the first serve though. Ball boy sprints across, gets the ball back to their mark. Djokovic, white shorts, red shirt, serves. Kicks it again to Surinder's backhand. Plays a flat backhand straight across the line. Well, that was a beauty of a drop shot from Djokovic. Surinder nowhere to be seen. And again, Djokovic moves ahead, 6-5.
Unbelievable. What a touch on that drop shot. It was just hit perfectly.
Quick message for you, Sophie, from Richard. What was it like changing from old-style small-headed wooden racket to the bigger graphite one as a professional? And were there any players you knew of who had really difficulty doing it?
I think, you know, it was easy for us because...
Because it was better.
Oh, God, the wooden racket was so heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, I played all my youth with them. But probably switched when I was in my teenager, about 18, maybe.
Okay.
I think everybody embraced it. But, you know, the rackets of yesterday's, even then, were still heavier. They had, like, some Prince Boron one. Remember
that?
The Prince Boron, that Tennis Vary.
used to play with that.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
was the heaviest thing I've ever touched, even heavier than a wooden racket.
Wow.
But, yeah, and they get better. The technology get better and better. And now it's like playing with feathers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But we get used to it. We get used to a lot of things. We get used to, most importantly, not have any money.
Yes, exactly.
That we get used
Imagine
to.
Imagine if you were playing today.
Yeah, that would be very different. But, hey, happy for all the players to make a living now.
Yeah.
Almost make a living.
That's why you've got to do commentating.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I'm making a lot more money than what I was making then.
Good to hear. Right. Cerundolo
it's
serving.
It's not hard.
Serving to stay in the
I made $300,000 in 15 years, so hey. Prize money was, not much.
A lot lower. Forehand return from Djokovic as he gets out of the way of a backhand. Backhand from Cerundolo. He's on the run a little bit as he changes direction again and goes into the net with a backhand, a tight-looking backhand.
Oh, the filling of the fire. Fifth set is coming. Now Cerundolo is completely losing it with his box.
He needs to get those first serves in just like he did in the previous game. Because when you have too many second serves to hit when you're under pressure, it can get awkward, to say the least. Serves down the tee and it's called out. Didn't actually hear it myself, but could see the linesman's hand sticking out. Just kicks the serve to the backhand of Djokovic, who gets great length on the backhand return, and then hooks the forehand deep into the backhand corner of Cerundolo, who this time goes with a bit more power on the backhand. Standing his ground, gets good depth. Backhand to backhand they go. Djokovic just steering clear of the Cerundolo backhand. He's moving fine as Djokovic on this point. Forehand from Djokovic as the ground stroke from Cerundolo looks like it's going long, but it stays in. Great depth from Djokovic. Now he comes forward on forehand inside out. Cerundolo slice into the net. Djokovic pumping his fist. He needs the crowd. They're right behind him. What must Cerundolo be thinking right now? Had the break in this set, remember? Until he played one poor game to get broken for 4-all. And now he's in trouble. Love 30. Down the middle of the box. Djokovic able to hit a forehand. Good backhand onto the baseline from Cerundolo. It needed to be that good. Djokovic nets. Kicks the clay in disgust. Marie pointing out that Djokovic has made one unforced error in 11 games in this set. That's pretty good going, to say the least. That is asking Cerundolo the big question. Can he get through this? 15-30. Serves to the forehand of Djokovic, plays the inside-out return. The backhand is good and deep from Cerundolo. Steps into another one up the line. It's wild, it's long, and it's two set points to Djokovic.
That is out of this world. Out of this world, really, what he's able to do.
Two set points to Novak Djokovic, who looked down and out, two sets to one and a breakdown. Cerundolo serves. Down the middle of the box again. Backhand return from Djokovic. Good backhand into the backhand corner from Djokovic, who roars as he hits the backhand up the line, but it's just wide.
Well, at least he's moving better on that backhand side. He's like sliding on the outside foot.
Yeah.
Although that's not really the knee that's hurting.
Movement seems fine. He's not necessarily going for everything, but he's there or thereabouts and definitely engaged. In this 12th game, he's got a second set point chance. 30-40, Cerundolo serves. To the backhand of Djokovic, who gets a good angle on the return cross court. Plays it back down the middle of the court. Forehand inside out from Cerundolo's massive. Djokovic stooks out a racket, gets it back. Forehand inside out. Winner from Cerundolo. That's good stuff from Cerundolo. Courageous play.
So hard for Cerundolo to just keep fighting out there. And he knows the crowd is against him. The crowd wants a fifth set. And able to pull the winner here to even things out at 40-all. 5-6. Safe set point.
He's gone away from that aggressive game plan a little bit in this set, but used it well there for deuce at 5-6. misses with the first serve. Djokovic standing about a foot behind the baseline. He's going to move forward to take it well inside the baseline, but that is a smart drop shot from Cirundolo. Pumps his fist in the direction of his team.
And in essence, if you look at the last really points that he's been hitting, he hasn't used that drop shot enough. You have to be using that drop shot when you know that he can't really push on the right leg. And this is the right leg that's going to really, the explosive motion to go forward to a drop shot.
Point to take us into a tiebreak. Cirundolo kicks the serve, takes all the pace off the first serve, but gets spin, forehand and inside in from Cirundolo. Drop shot from the Argentinian. Djokovic going to get there, goes up the line. Cirundolo's there, lob over Djokovic, and long!
It's long!
Oh, he had it.
Missed by inches. Didn't look like Djokovic had any problem accelerating and going for that drop shot at all.
Back to juice. He was a sitting duck at the net, Djokovic, as the lob sailed over his head, but it was just long. Back to juice. Cirundolo serves, looking for the slider out wide, just missing. The tiebreak on Suzanne Lenglen, Fritz and Rude. Second serve from Cirundolo. Djokovic turns the ball straight down the middle, backhand from Djokovic off a good forehand from Cirundolo, who gets the following forehand, and it's a third set point chance for Djokovic.
Well, will the third be the charm? Let's to find out.
Wow, he had the court at his mercy there. What a chance. Third set point for Djokovic. He's going to have a second serve to look at because the first goes long. Djokovic standing slightly on the angle, tempting Cirundolo to go to his forehand, which he sort of does. He goes down the body instead, and the backhand from Djokovic to the backhand of Cirundolo. The backhand is close and deep. Backhand from Djokovic.
Wide.
Gets it all wrong and lifts it wide. Sort of blaming the clay, but...
Well, he's blaming, actually, I think, the line, but yeah, he's blaming everything but himself.
This way. I don't think it didn't hit the line, it was inside
the baseline. No, it was just a bad bounce.
But just a bad bounce, which you do get on clay, of course.
It is clay.
But if, you know, that does happen on clay. Hard for it to happen at that time from his point of view, if that's what it was. Back to juice. Three set points gone. Cirundolo makes sure of the first serve, and that means Djokovic can immediately get on the attack in this point. Backhand up the line from Djokovic. Cirundolo scrambles across to get the forehand across court. Backhand cross court from Cirundolo as Djokovic moves him around the baseline and then draws the error as the backhand goes wide.
Why not using the drop shot right here? You're pushed far away. It's difficult to get there to hit a two-hander. He had the drop shot in the line.
Djokovic revving up the crowd.
Number four.
Fourth set point.
Closing on an eight-minute game here.
5-1 in the tiebreak to Fritz over on Lenglen. Rude being the better player most of that set. Set point number four for Djokovic. Return down the middle. Backhand from Cirundolo just scrapes over the net. Into the backhand corner goes the Argentinian. Forehand up the line in the net from Cirundolo, and Djokovic stands there as if he's won the match. Hands over his head. We're going five.
Surprise, surprise. He's able to pull it off.
Well, the ninth session is not going to start in half an hour.
Definitely not.
That is for sure.
It is not happening.
Jody says, if Novak was faking an injury, I'm going to be very angry. This is ridiculous, or that is ridiculous gamesmanship. You don't just miraculously get over a knee injury. No respect for gamesmanship at all. Well, we just don't know. You don't know how they're feeling. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's very hard to tell. And yeah, it's difficult to really actually have an opinion and make an opinion out of this. All you got to say is, you know, he's still out there, he's still fighting.
Yep.
You know, he's changing his shirt. He's definitely, obviously, believing that he still can win this match. And again, you might have something, you might have a pulled whatever. You have a day and a half. You might get, you know, the best staff and have the best staff on hand to recover. And to help whatever the problem is. Listen, there are no players out there ever 100% playing tennis.
Well, none. That's true, yeah.
None whatsoever. So the dynamic is, you know, it's not something that is completely stopping him from moving. It's just, you know, for sure something that he feels.
I remember asking...